Radio Lounge, we have Susan Hochsprung from CUNY Mutual Group as well. So yes. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good to see you. Yeah, good to see you as well. The last time we spoke was ACUC a year ago.
Yes.
And your video went nuts.
Well.
Yeah, it was like the top video for like at least a month and a half or so.
So no pressure, but I got to top
no
that.
No pressure, exactly.
Okay, good.
Setting the level, setting the bar. All right, hey, your topic at hand here is the digital member experience, the emotion element. And
yes.
The title just fascinated me right off the bat. But before we get into the emotional part of it, let's kind of set the stage here. What exactly is a digital member experience? Because this is a really broad paintbrush here. So from your perspective, what is a digital member experience?
Yeah,
what does that look like?
Good question. So that's really the reason we're talking about this, because you can't interact with a customer, right, a credit union, or at a conference and hear, you know, opportunity after opportunity about people talking about the digital experience and what are they doing to invest in the digital member experience, mm-hmm. and how are they driving satisfaction and loyalty through digital channels, right? Because mm-hmm. our consumers are forcing us there.
Right.
But so you hear a lot about ease of use and speed and simplification.
Yeah.
You hear nobody talking about the human element or the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
you think about the history of credit unions, really, we've done so well because there is a human emotional connection. People love their credit union, right?
Yeah.
They pass down that relationship to their family members,
mm-hmm.
and there's this connection. And so as we move more and more to non-face-to-face channels and non-credit union or telephone channels through our credit union,
right.
How do you maintain that human element or that human connection? So
mm-hmm.
that's really what we're here to explore.
Okay.
And we've done some primary research to try to get after that. What does this mean? And why is nobody talking about it?
Because
really, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, so. I mean, because when you think about kind of like, let's look at it enterprise-wide or industry-wide. When you think about your favorite brand, whether it's Nike, Apple, or whatever, some of the big ones out there, a lot of people have an emotional connection to their brand, their brand loyalists. But for this portion of it, what is the emotional element with your credit union? Because I mean, obviously finance, that's the thread that runs through our lives.
Yes.
So I'm thinking it's somewhere has something to do with that.
It does. So our research has shown, and others have shown, Gallup, and there's a million other surveys out there that have shown that Americans overall are very stressed,
mm-hmm.
more stressed so than even during the Great Recession from a few years ago. Yep. We've seen it. Gallup did a poll recently showing anger, stress, and worry has actually been a significant uptick from 18 to 17, 2018 over 2017. And we're now on par with stress levels and anger and worry with countries like Sri Lanka
mm-hmm.
and Iran and Albania, right? So we're naturally a stressed organization, a stressed country.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of that stress comes from personal finances, right? Budgeting, saving,
mm-hmm.
whether it's college saving or retirement savings,
mm-hmm.
Lending, not mm-hmm. understanding the mortgage event, et cetera. So there's a lot of stress and concern and anxiety tied to personal finances.
Right.
And that's why I think it's so important that credit unions specifically are addressing that emotional element and easing those anxieties, easing that pain, because that's how they have a real opportunity to differentiate themselves in this race to being the fastest and the easiest and the slickest user interface.
Mm-hmm. So what are these worries? I mean, because the economy's good.
Right.
Unemployment's low.
Right.
At all-time record low. So what's the worry? Why are we worrying so much about our finances? And then where does the credit union hop in to help out?
Yeah. So we are still seeing very consistent research through our TruSage, our What Matters Now research,
mm-hmm.
which shows that there is still an overwhelming majority of Americans that still worry every single day about their personal financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's specific depending on where you're at in your life stage and what your specific situation
might be.
We specifically did some research on as you're considering taking out a loan or as you're going through the loan application process, what types of anxieties are you having? And it could be things like, is this the right decision for me? Can I really afford this?
Mm-hmm.
Should I be taking on more debt?
Mm-hmm.
What's this going to do to my credit score? And what does my credit score even mean, right? And again, historically, credit unions have been really good at hand-holding and walking people through, here's what you should understand, or doing some credit counseling or some budgeting
mm-hmm.
101,
mm-hmm.
right? Some information. And how are they going to be able to replicate that if we're not sitting across the loan officer table, right? If I'm interacting with your mobile app as a credit union and I'm taking out a loan, how am I going to get that counsel and advice? How am
mm-hmm.
I going to be reassured
mm-hmm.
or even educated? Is this the right decision?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about.
Is it video banking?
Video banking, actually.
We all want to see a face,
absolutely.
So that's the next step here,
I think that's the next big answer, right?
Yeah.
Is that finding out that balance and that that connection between the human element and the digital element, because we're still humans, right? Mm-hmm. Consumers are not going to give up the ease and the simplification and the simplicity and the speed for that hand-holding necessarily, but there's got to be some kind of balance versus one extreme to the other.
Mm-hmm, indeed. All right, so what's the significance of all this for credit unions today? Is it gaining more market share?
Great question.
Is it keeping the members in?
Yeah.
What's
so this is what I'm so excited about, because we have a point of view that this is the future battleground for our members' loyalty, right? So to drive, our research is showing a direct link between engaging with members emotionally and a significant increase in net promoter score and customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And again, as everybody's doing this race to the fastest and the simplest and the best user phase, we're proposing that credit unions consider that's still important, right? You have to have a level of execution that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that? We're never gonna be able to compete with the big banks that are spending billions and billions of dollars, or the fintechs that are completely redesigning this technology. But if we can get to a level of being good enough and then focus our attention and our resources on now, how do we engage emotionally, digitally, whether it's through video banking, whether it's through emotional artificial intelligence and some chatbots that can respond emotionally or with emotion, or whether it's specific call-outs. Maybe it's even low-tech things like having some engagement digitally, but then really having a focused call center that does specific proactive reach-outs to our members. That's really where we see that we can make a big impact on, again, net promoter score, member experience, customer satisfaction, and really differentiate ourselves as everybody's making this race towards the fastest, the simplest.
And quite, what a race it is, my gosh.
What a race it is.
Every day there's something new, for sure. So so how do credit unions take action or even leverage this element while going digital? I mean, it sounds like it's this balancing act that you're talking about
well. I think we're all trying to figure that out. We were able to identify some really cool things that credit unions are doing already. Some progressive credit unions are already trying some things. You mentioned digital video banking, right? Pioneer Federal Credit Union is doing
that's
some
right.
amazing things.
Yep.
We've got UW here in town that's doing some really cool things around education of credit scores right on their web banking. So there's some specific tactics, but even some low-tech things we're hearing credit unions say, even looking at the language or the verbiage they use on their web page, right? Is it jargon? Is it really... is it friendly? Is it warm? Or is it much more, kind of financial industry jargon? And so doing little things like that, really high tech and low tech and more high touch, just starting to think about your digital strategy and what components of emotion or human connection can you implement into that? I think even just acknowledging that most credit unions strategic or digital strategy doesn't have an emotional component. They're not even thinking about it.
That's
starting that process.
Well, that's what interested me about this topic is because you don't even put the two together until you start talking about it and doing some research.
Yeah.
So really cool stuff. All right, Susan, I know you got a busy schedule.
Yeah.
Anything else to wrap up? Any other final thoughts here? Because I think this is a topic that's not going to go away anytime soon. I think it's going
to
grow even more and more important.
We're excited to just start the topic and hear where it goes. The last thing I'd say is there are some financial institutions that are talking about the emotional element, but they're talking about it very differently than we are. Some of my colleagues attended the American Bankers session last month. The digital banking 2019,
I heard that.
And there was a whole session around emotions, emotional connection.
Okay.
But they were talking about it in the terms of delighting their consumers by, again, providing the fastest service or the simplest or the slickest user face. Mm-hmm. So they're not even talking about emotion in the way we're talking about it. And I think that's part of the credit union's DNA, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about that taking care of people, truly caring and providing that individualized assistance. So I just reinforce that I think this is in the future battleground. This is where one we can win.
Right on. So, credit unions are right there in the thick of it.
Right
All
in
right.
the thick of it.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you
well
so much.
Well done. This is a fascinating topic. I can't wait to hear more about it. All right.
I appreciate it.
Good stuff.